Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Join Saints Happy Hour Fan Club today. We'll mail you the best swag. You'll get exclusive access to our daily Saints podcast, and you can talk football 24/7 with other Saints fans in our Discord channel. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
All right.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Daily.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. Andrew decided to do a topic that is near and dear to my degenerate gambling heart today. Andrew, you stumbled upon some information that I think all degenerate gamblers should take into account. And it's a broader discussion about the Saints and how dominant or not they are at home. And you have the floor, but you've come across data that I had come across too, that the Saints being dominant at home is kind of a myth.
Well, I got to give credit to the inspiration and the source for this. So I was listening to the Mina Kimes show, and she was doing her bit on the NFC
Friend of the
South,
podcast.
The preview of the NFC South, and she did it with Warren Sharp, and I recommend you listen to it. It's a worthwhile listen, and it's a free show. But they were talking about the Saints, and Warren Sharp, he's the one I want to give credit to here, because he came up with a stat that when I heard it, I mean, I almost fainted. And it's that since 2014, here's the stat. It's that the Saints cover, and so this is gambling, this is Vegas setting the odds, but the Saints cover at home 36% of the time is what I believe he said, which was fourth worst in the entire league. And they cover on the road 67% of the time, two-thirds of the time on the road they cover. So What that tells me, and you know, now games are not won based on spreads. They're won by which team has the highest score. So, you know, the Saints are still widely successful at home. But what it tells me is since 2014, Vegas, there's this myth that the Saints, there's this narrative, the Saints don't play well on the road. And if you're a Saints fan, you know, since like for the last 4 years, that's been complete bullshit. You know, we know, like, since 2014, I mean, we just know, like, the Saints, they've won a playoff game on the road against the Eagles. We just know that's a myth. It is no longer true. And if anything, I feel like over the last 5 years, the times they've laid an egg and looked a little lackadaisical and haven't shown up, more time, and maybe just they lost a little focus, more times I feel like that's happened at home than it has on the road.
Oh, completely.
And so I'm here to say, and so like we have talked about on some podcasts, we're like, well, there's not going to be any crowd. How is that going to affect the Saints? I'm here to say that at least in terms of how Vegas is, you know, kind of handicapping it, the dome field advantage is a myth. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't make a difference. I'm not saying that all things being equal, the Saints would not rather play at home with a packed stadium. On some level, that is an advantage for them. But what this statistic tells me is that the media narrative, the Vegas narrative, is way overblown. The Saints are not as good at home as people give them credit for, and they are way better
on the road. Well, the thing is with the Saints, they've always sort of been discounted on the road, and it's always been fucking nonsense because of Drew Brees and he's, you know, his arm strength.
I don't think it's been nonsense. It's just not true anymore. There was a time where you could make that argument.
Yeah.
It's just like people got lazy and kept saying it.
Well, and here's the thing with the Saints. There was a stretch from like 2009 to basically like 2013, take out Bounty Gate, where they were a fucking juggernaut at home. Like Sean Payton, they won every home game in 2011. They won every home game in 2013. There was a time where they were a juggernaut at home, and the lines in Vegas got ridiculous because people bet favorites, and Vegas was like, I'm tired of people betting on the Saints at home, and we're losing. We're going to make these lines so ridiculous. And in 2011, it didn't even matter. Like, the Saints are like, okay, we're 12-point favorites, whatever, we don't care. And that sort of myth is sort of still around, and it's not accurate anymore. And on the flip side, people don't want to believe, while they don't want to believe that the Saints aren't as dominant at home. Experts, they've clung to this, they're not good on the road. They cling to it, even though that's not true anymore.
Yeah, that's right. And so I just think this narrative, like it may have been true in a time where the offense was dominant and being in the dome and, you know, just perfect conditions was. But I mean, we've seen them adapt. We've seen them change their style. You know what travels well on the road? Stopping the run. You know what travels well on the road? Good defense. You know what travels well on the road? Not turning the ball over and not making mistakes. That's what the Saints are all about these days. They don't turn the ball over. They stop the run. They play pretty good defense. And their special teams always wins. That is always going to travel well, period, yep. End of story. And so, yeah, no, I think the narrative is lazy. The media members out there that say, now the thing that's really interesting though, Ralph, and this is where it gets a little hairy. Breeze's splits are very different home versus away. Not surprisingly, but he doesn't play nearly as well on the road as he does at home. Yeah. And so when you look at those splits, what that tells me is you remove, now the elements, that's not going to change. The elements are a thing and they affect your ability to pass with efficiency. But the other thing is crowd noise. You take that away, and I just don't think the splits for quarterbacks is going to be as pronounced this year. Because if you don't have fans in the stadium or a stadium's a quarter full, yep. or whatever, I just don't think you're going to see the kind of splits and drop-offs. So what does that mean? It means Breeze could have his best statistical season of his career is what it can mean.
As sports begin to return, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. With UFC, NASCAR, Formula One, and the EPL in full swing, there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL Madden games, NBA 2K, and UFC happening every day for you to watch and wager on. As the MLB, NBA, and NFL near a return, BetOnline has future odds on everything you can imagine. Season win totals, division odds, and championship odds. Make sure to visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device to join now and receive your new welcome bonus. Whether they're 30% or 20% or whatever, crowd is irrelevant this year because they're not going to have full stadiums. They're not even going to have half full stadiums. You know, if you put 20,000 people in the dome, yeah, it'll be fun for the 20,000 of us that feel like it's safe to go and we'll be able to see the Saints play Tom Brady. But as far as...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The effect on the game, it's going to be, fuck, it's going to be none. Like, just, let's be real. And that's not derogatory towards Saints fans. It's going to be the same in Kansas City. It's going to be the same in Seattle. If your stadium is 25% full, you're there watching, you have no impact on the game. Like, that's just the bottom line. That's the bottom line for 2020.
Yeah, you're right. That's the bottom line. And, you know, I mean, like, but what's interesting is while Breeze's splits have gone down, the Saints are still covering. So it's like his play has dropped off, but the Saints are still winning on the road despite him.
Yeah.
But yeah, all this to say, there's this myth, there's this narrative out there that the Dome is all, you know, all powerful and the Saints are unbeatable at home. I'm here to say that is a myth. It's not true. The Saints can lose at home. They still have to play well. It's not a guaranteed victory just because they're playing at home. It does create some form of an advantage, but the Saints are such a good football team and they're so sound and they don't make mistakes. That helps you win on the road. That's why since 2014, they cover 67% of the time on the road. So I think it's time for us to shed as media members, as people that want to create narratives.
When did we become the media?
It's time for us to shed this myth.
Put the baggage down.
Urban legend.
I will say this. This data, and I heard it too because...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I heard on the Mina Kimes podcast, I will say this. This is just another data point of information that makes me believe that when we have this season, however it's going to be, and we're going to have it, whether it be 16 games, 8 games, whether they delay it, whether it goes into February, they have regular season games, whatever. It just reinforces my belief. This Saints team, it is built to thrive in any season, Andrew, but I believe...
Yeah, because they're good.
Because they're good. But I believe they are uniquely built to thrive in the Rona season, like unlike other teams. That's why I desperately want this season. I want as many games as possible, not just for the distraction of our lives, but this Saints team can be special. And I think the Rona is something that, while it sucks and we'd rather it not be around, I think it's another thing that plays to their advantage. And this is just another example why. So,
yeah, I'm with you. I think the great equalizer, if you will, is that we don't know what curveballs the coronavirus are going to throw at us. And that no one can plan for that. And when you can't plan for stuff, like, shit can get real crazy, and you may not have a contingency plan for all the craziness. And the thing is, it's going to affect some people in different ways than others, and some teams worse than others, right? So,
yeah, you just don't know.
That's the thing that I think is kind of maybe the caveat and the X factor that you can't plan for it. But, you know, assuming the Saints don't somehow get screwed over and things aren't worse for them than everyone else, then I totally agree with you.
You know, it'd be hysterical to me is that they end up having like a 8-game season, and the Saints go 8-0, and then win 3 playoff games, and they go 11-0, and we just celebrate the fuck out of that undefeated season forever, and just people tell us it's not real, it's not a real undefeated season.
Oh yeah, then we can throw it in the Miami face.
And then we could throw it in Miami's face, we could throw it in New England's face, and we could take a dump all over Atlanta, and they can tell us that it's not legitimate. And in the words of Bomani Jones, why does it have to be legitimate to be enjoyable?
Well, but what Bomani would tell you, if you remember about it, when he came on the show, he almost prefers that it be illegitimate.
Yes.
He almost prefers that there's weirdness and that it makes other fans mad, because it just enhances his enjoyment of it. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's almost like I almost, for the banter, for the angry fans that want to claim that it's illegitimate or not fair or not real.
The illegitimacy makes it better.
It's just more. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Men, start taking notes. Because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology, so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. and they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You need to try this out yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code armchair. Your balls will thank you. And if, and by the way, plug for the show. If you haven't listened to our interviews that we have with Wendell Pierce and Bomani Jones and Zach Streif, we created an interview page where you can go to Saints Happy Hour and search the tag interview, and they'll all come up. And I'm telling you, the Bomani Jones
Mina Kimes show is damn good too.
The Mina Kimes, like Mina Kimes, Bomani Jones, they're all really good. And if you're just now, because we have a lot of new listeners, if you're just now getting acquainted with the show, go to the page, type in interview. They're all available free. That'll help you get through the summer. They're just amazing. So, guys, and oh, by the way, get in the Discord channel if you're a patron, because you have access to it. Every patron does. And we are giving away prizes and fun stuff in the Discord channel. So get on there, log in, and chat with us. It's amazing. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. Till next time, the bar is closed.